Bowl for Kids' Sake benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters of Knox County. Big fundraising event coming up in March. Good morning. It is 8:40. This is Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. Big event coming up, and we're going to talk more about the event and find out about Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Knox County and the organization in general. Joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters this morning, Alyssa Poulos. Alyssa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, this event coming up, the biggest fundraising event you do, two really big ones during the year, and this this is a big one coming up in March. And the great thing about it, it's great because you raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's such a fun event, though, too.
Correct. Yep. It is our biggest event that we have. Our other big event that we have is our putt and crawl that usually takes place in October. But Bowl for Kids' Sake is definitely our biggest. And because we are completely donor-funded, we rely on our fundraisers and grants and things to fund our agency. So if you're able to come out, please do to support our program.
Sunday, March 11th, it goes from noon to 3 at Northgate Lanes here in Galesburg, and get your team together. How many people on a team?
You can have as many people as you want on a team. Okay. Just let us know ahead of time, and we'll reserve your lanes. Okay. However, there are just 6 bowlers to a lane, though.
Okay, so six, but so you can have 20 but you'd just be on more than one lane, though.
Correct.
With your people. All right. So for people who don't know, a lot of people may have heard of Big Brothers Big Sisters. I've heard about it. What exactly do you do? Let's kind of talk about the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay. What Big Brothers Big Sisters is we are a one-on-one youth mentoring program. We match our bigs with littles. We have two different types of programs. We have our community-based program as well as our lunch buddy program that's just within the school setting.
Talk first off about the community-based program, and obviously that takes a little more time, and you spend a little more time with the little, and it takes a little dedication, but it's such a great program, and in this day and age, it seems like, and I'm sure you see this on your end of setting up bigs and littles together, there's more and more need at this point.
Oh, definitely. Right now, we actually have several female bigs that are ready to be matched, surprisingly. So if anyone out there, if you're interested in rolling your daughter, granddaughter into the program, please let us know. We'll have you matched within a month.
I say usually it's just the opposite. You have more trouble finding bigs, right?
Correct. Yeah. Like right now, we always have a bigger wait list with our male littles than we do with our female littles. So we're always looking for male mentors. However, we're at a unique situation where we do have several female bigs ready to be matched.
And it's such a cool thing. And it doesn't matter if you're a college student and prefer that you live here, though. So you can be able to spend some time with them year round. But if you're, young, employed, or even, maybe you don't have kids, whatever the case may be, that you have some wisdom to give and, a little guidance to somebody who maybe it's a case where they can't talk to their parent very well or what. I mean, there's just so many different facets to it.
And the age limit, we just require that you're at least 16 years old to be a big. You can be as old as you want. We have a couple of our bigs are actually in their 70s, and they're fabulous. So you do not need to be young at all to be a big.
So a lot of life experience there.
Yes.
And it's so great for the littles. And I think no matter what the age, I think the littles really, really grow to appreciate you and what you've done and what you've seen.
Very much so. We do ask that the bigs commit for a year, but I'll tell you what. I mean, once they get into the match, it usually lasts longer than a year.
Yeah, and a lot of time you guys have seen that people have gone on and they keep, once that little's even out of school and gone on to college, that they, they really keep in contact and probably still ask for advice as well.
Yeah, we do. We will monitor the match up until the child is 18 years old. But honestly, even after they graduate the program, we have several matches that still stay in contact throughout their entire lives. So it's definitely a life-changing program.
So somebody who's interested possibly in being a big, and the people need to understand also there is a vetting process that you're going to make sure that you don't have anybody involved as a big that should not be.
A lot of people ask us, do you just accept any big into the program? Absolutely not. We have an intense, interview process that they go to. We actually do background checks as well, which we redo those every single year. So you can be safe knowing that your child's with someone who's going to be a positive role model for
them. Absolutely. So if somebody's interested in being a big, how would they start that process?
Give us a call. Look us up on Facebook. Message us.
Mm-hmm. And 344-2252, is
correct.
That's
344-2252.
Okay, and again, and you can find on the Facebook page, you can find their website as well, pretty easy, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Knox County here. So the other portion of the program, which may be for some people time-wise, and maybe they can't make that commitment for a full year, or maybe they don't feel they have enough time to mentor the little enough. There is another program. You talked about the Lunch Buddies program, which is a really great thing as well.
Yeah, the Lunch Buddies. For someone who is kind of concerned about the time commitment, I do recommend the Lunch Buddy program just because you are just committed for the school year and you're only going about once a week or once every other week to the child's school to have lunch with them during their lunch period, which is just about a half hour period. You guys can work on homework, eat, play games.
Yeah, and or just sit and talk. If, you know, maybe it's a little just need somebody to talk to,
yes,
if that's the case, and a chance to spend a little, not a ton, but a little bit of quality time with somebody who really needs it.
And it means a lot. You'd be surprised about how much can get accomplished during that 30-minute period.
You know, you mentioned that you're looking for littles for some female bigs that are available. What is that process? I mean, who do they contact you directly, or can they contact school, say, hey, we're interested in maybe having our daughter, granddaughter be part of Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
What? Yes, either way works.
Okay.
Either way works, whichever works best for them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Knox County, part of Heart of Illinois, Big Brothers, Big Sisters based out of Peoria. And your own fundraisers and own events. And again, Bowl for Kids' Sake is coming up Sunday, March 11th, noon to 3. It'll be at Northgate Lanes. To get signed up, do we have a deadline for sign up ahead of time?
No, and I get a lot of questions about whether or not you have to sign up prior to the event.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to just to have guaranteed lanes for your teams as well as t-shirt sizes. If you don't sign up ahead of time, no problem. You can go ahead and come the day of the event. That's fine. To sign up ahead of time, though, you will go to give.hoibbs.org, and the HOIBBS is Heart of Illinois, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, abbreviated.
And the other thing is, maybe you can't attend the event, but there are other ways to give, and you've got something kind of new that makes it a whole lot easier. You may have seen, for instance, when there's hurricanes or whatever, and you go Red Cross, you can go on and you can send a text, mm-hmm, to donate. You guys have a similar thing now.
We do. This is our first event that we're using it, so we're kind of excited.
Mm-hmm.
But to do the text to give, you would text HOIBBS to 41444. And again, that's Heart of Illinois, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, abbreviated to 41444.
And again, if you're looking for that, you can find it on the website. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll see it on there as well if you'd like to do it that way. Because you can always, I mean, obviously you need funds for these events. And it's not, people think, well, what are they raising money for? Well, you like to do events like this, not only to fundraise, but there's other things that you do just for the kids as well.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll do things throughout the year as well. Mm-hmm. The Bowl for Kids' Sake, that's strictly a big fundraiser that we have.
Right, but there are other events and that you need money for, to picnics and things for the
mm-hmm
kids to attend. It's great for the kids and the community. And there's some really great things going on for the kids. Of course, the Solutions Program at the Y. So there's more and more things where people are able to mentor, but this is just such a great thing and individual one-on-one time with a child. And what are the age of the children, the littles, what do those start at?
5 to 12. We will do the initial match between that 5 to 12, but like I mentioned earlier, we will monitor the match up until the age of 18, just mm-hmm as long as the match was made prior to the age of 12.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess either way, if you've got a son, father's not around, and they don't have a male figure in their life, great thing. Same way with a daughter,
Certainly.
Maybe you don't have the female figure you need in your life, or you don't have the time that somebody can just help out. It has nothing to do with you as a parent. It's just somebody else can kind of help you out and just, be there for a child if they need somebody else to talk to.
Definitely. Sometimes the littles just want someone to talk to, and they can't talk to their parents like they can their big, so.
Yeah. Alyssa Poulos with Knox County Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Bowl for Kids' Sake again is coming up Sunday, March 11th from noon to 3, Northgate Lanes. Get yourself signed up either online, give.hoibbs.org. That's Heart of Illinois, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or you can call 344-2252. Also, text to give. Again, you would text HOIBBS to 41444. It's a really simple way to do it. And again, even if you can't come to the event, you would like to donate and help out monetarily, that's a great way to do it. But if you can help out, and whether it's as a big or the Lunch Buddy program is, again, that's such a great thing as well, that gives people that don't necessarily have a lot of time, but if you can spend half hour, whatever, week or every couple weeks, having lunch with a kid, that's a great thing too.
Certainly. We appreciate any support that we can get.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Alyssa, anything else we'd like to talk about this morning?
No, thanks, Tom. Thanks
All
for
right.
having me in.